From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Kelper of the Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that New York State passed new abortion rights January 22nd in an effort to protect women's right to face a possible Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. The state Senate and Assembly passed the Reproductive Health Act, and Governor Andrew Cuomo signed it into law on the 46th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. The bill replaces a 1970 state abortion law that only permitted abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy if a woman's life was at risk. Physician assistants can perform some abortions under the new law. The Senate's new leader, Democrat Andrea Stewart Cousins of Yonkers, said, and I quote, "We have a president who has made it very, very clear he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. Today in New York, we are saying no, not here in New York," end quote. Locally, Republicans George Amador and Daphne Jordan both voted against the bill in the Senate. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Columbia County Board of Supervisors chairman talked about making a short-term lodging issue, and now Kinderhook and Hudson are both considering measures to regulate DIY lodging. Emily Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Village Zoning Enforcement Officer Glenn Smith wants the village board to add language on short-term rentals into the village zoning code. He said at a town board meeting, and I quote, "We're pretty much talking about Airbnb," end quote. He said of short-term rentals, and I quote, "I don't want to eliminate them, I just want them to be inspected," end quote. Mayor Jim Dunham will consult with the village attorney about possible regulations there. In Hudson, Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that there is talk of regulating the nearly 300 active vacation rentals listed in the 12534 area code, which includes the town of Greenport and parts of Stockport, Livingston, and Claverick, according to AirDNA, a website that collects Airbnb data. City resident Claudia Bruce said at a January 7th Common Council meeting, and I quote, "It just seems more like there are more and more Airbnbs, and they are unoccupied and they appear like gaps in our streetscape. It was a while back that this was talked about, and I think we've lost a lot of neighbors in the meantime. It's disturbing," end quote. The Strategic Housing Plan recommends Hudson start a permitting system for short-term rentals. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro wants the legal committee to start the process for a moratorium on future non-owner-occupied Airbnbs while figuring out how it wants to regulate short-term rentals. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that legislators in Albany will be passing education bills this week. One bill, the New York Dream Act, would provide $27 million to help immigrant college students, and another would stop teachers from being evaluated based on student test scores. But education funding will be most affected if lawmakers make permanent the state's property and school tax cap. The State Teachers Union wants to end the mandatory linking of student test score results to teacher evaluations. And Governor Andrew Cuomo wants the property tax cap to be permanent. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Larry Rulson reports in the Albany Times Union that the community bank system of Syracuse is buying Kinderhook Bank Corp and its 11 branches for $93.4 million. Kinderhook's bank stock goes from $62 a share in the deal. Mark Treninsky, CEO of Community Bank Systems, said, and I quote, "Our acquisition of Kinderhook Bank Corp will extend our banking footprint into the attractive Capital District markets, which are similar to the other upstate New York markets in which we successfully compete," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.